At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Ardra Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some people trust their own reasoning, relying on personal experiences and internal logic to guide their decisions, while others seek external validation, measuring their success based on how they are perceived by others. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its intellectual sharpness, questioning nature, and transformative approach to knowledge, naturally leans toward internal processing, where they deconstruct information and seek truth independently. However, whether they are internally referenced, self-driven, or externally referenced, seeking validation from others depends on planetary placements. Jupiter, Moon, Mercury, and Saturn in the 4th and 10th houses shape whether they derive confidence and decision-making from within or rely on external cues. If Jupiter is in the 4th house in Ardra, their frame of reference is deeply internal, meaning they trust their own wisdom, life experiences, and intellectual exploration to guide them. They do not easily conform to societal expectations because they are driven by their own philosophical insights and analytical thinking. They value self-learning, intuition, and independent study, rarely feeling the need to seek external approval. However, if Jupiter is in the 10th house, their reference frame shifts externally. Success becomes defined by career status, public recognition, and how well they apply their knowledge to influence society. They may still be deeply philosophical, but they begin evaluating their growth based on external acknowledgement rather than internal understanding. If the Moon is in the 4th house in Ardra, their validation is strongly internal and emotionally introspective. They rely on their own emotional intelligence, memories, and inner experiences to make decisions. They do not easily seek approval from others, as long as their internal world feels balanced. However, if the Moon moves to the 10th house, their frame of reference becomes externally conditioned. They begin to seek validation through public acknowledgement, professional reputation, and social standing. Their emotions become tied to how they are perceived by others, making them more reactive to external praise or criticism. If Mercury is in the 4th house in Ardra, they process information internally first, preferring to analyze situations on their own before expressing their thoughts. They value intellectual independence, deep research, and self-guided learning, making them less inclined to change their opinions based on external input. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their reference frame shifts outward, meaning they become highly attuned to public debates, career-based discussions, and how their intelligence is perceived by their peers or superiors. Their thought process is shaped by external conversations, professional expectations, and public interactions. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Ardra, their sense of self is internally structured, meaning they build their confidence through self-discipline, personal responsibility, and deep introspection. They are highly independent and do not easily let external opinions alter their decisions. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, their validation becomes externally conditioned. They measure their self-worth based on their career, societal achievements, and ability to meet professional expectations. They may feel pressured to conform to external standards, prioritizing their public role over personal satisfaction. Ardra Nakshatra's intellectual curiosity and ability to break down illusions make it naturally skeptical of external influences, preferring to seek truth independently. However, planetary placements determine whether they trust their own understanding or seek external confirmation. Their challenge is to balance their deep need for internal exploration with the wisdom to recognize when external feedback can enhance their growth, ensuring they neither isolate themselves in personal analysis nor become overly dependent on societal validation. Ardra Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some people take charge, initiating action and seeking challenges head-on, while others observe, analyze, and react strategically based on circumstances. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its intellectual depth, emotional intensity, and ability to deconstruct and rebuild, naturally leans toward a mix of analysis and action, ensuring they respond in the most impactful way. However, whether they are proactive, self-initiating, or reactive, responding to external triggers, depends on planetary placements. Mars, Mercury, and Rahu in the 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses influence whether they take immediate action or adjust based on external stimuli. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Ardra, their action preference is highly proactive. They are driven, aggressive in pursuit of knowledge, and constantly challenging themselves to push past intellectual and physical limitations. They initiate debates, chase intellectual mastery, and create movement in their environment, often taking risks without waiting for the perfect moment. However, if Mars is in the 10th house, their proactivity becomes career-focused, making them ambitious leaders who take control of their professional path rather than waiting for opportunities to come to them. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Ardra, their approach to action is more reactive and mentally adaptive. They prefer to observe, analyze, and process information before making a move, ensuring that their responses are precise and well-informed. Unlike Mars, which acts on instinct, Mercury in this position thrives on flexibility and intellectual problem-solving, making them great at quick adaptations, strategic planning, and responding to new information in creative ways. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their reactivity becomes strategic in professional and public settings. They prefer to watch industry trends, respond to external opportunities, and carefully craft their career moves based on data and logic rather than pure ambition. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Ardra, their action preference becomes unpredictable, erratic, and hyper-proactive in communication, networking, and risk-taking. They are always experimenting with new ideas, pushing boundaries, and challenging conventions, making them restless and highly innovative. However, if Rahu moves to the 10th house, their action preference shifts toward reactivity in career and public life. They often respond to external pressures, societal trends, and unexpected career shifts, making bold moves in reaction to circumstances rather than out of pure internal ambition. Ardra Nakshatra's deep thinking and need for transformation ensure that their actions are rarely impulsive but always deliberate. Whether they initiate or respond, their approach is strategic, ensuring maximum impact. Their greatest strength lies in balancing their ability to take bold action with their capacity to analyze situations carefully, ensuring that they create change with both force and precision. Ardra Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some people thrive on flexibility, constantly exploring multiple approaches to solving a problem, while others prefer structured, step-by-step methods that ensure precision and efficiency. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its intellectual sharpness, adaptability, and ability to break down and reconstruct ideas, naturally leans toward options-based thinking, preferring to explore various solutions rather than following rigid systems. However, whether they operate with an options-driven mindset, preferring flexibility, or a procedures-driven mindset, favoring structure and discipline, depends on planetary placements. Rahu and Mars in the 3rd and 6th houses encourage adaptability, while Mercury and Saturn in the 6th and 10th houses promote structured execution. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Ardra, their operational style is highly options-based. They are restless, experimental, and thrive in dynamic environments where they can pivot and explore unconventional paths. They excel in research, problem-solving, and high-risk ventures, where adaptability is key, but they may struggle with consistency, frequently abandoning projects in search of the next intellectual challenge. If Rahu is in the sixth house, they still prefer options, but with a more practical, problem-solving mindset. They constantly test different ways to complete tasks, learning through trial and error rather than strict adherence to rules. If Mars is in the third house in Ardra, they operate in high-energy, instinct-driven mode, excelling in competitive and mentally stimulating fields where quick decision-making is required. Their approach is assertive, action-oriented, and often aggressive, preferring immediate execution over lengthy planning. However, this can sometimes lead to hasty decision-making or impatience with structured learning. If Mars is in the sixth house, their operational style becomes more disciplined and strategic, integrating structured routines with tactical problem solving, ensuring that their natural curiosity doesn't lead to scattered efforts. If Mercury is in the sixth house in Ardra, their operational style leans heavily toward procedures. They thrive in structured work environments that require deep analysis, organization, and methodical execution. They excel at breaking down complex problems into manageable steps, ensuring clarity and refinement in execution. Unlike Rahu, which jumps between ideas, Mercury in this position seeks logical, efficient workflows, making them highly proficient in detail-oriented and data-driven professions. If Saturn is in the 10th house in Ardra, their work style is procedural, long-term focused, and highly disciplined. They prefer structured career paths, rule-based environments, and methodical progression, excelling in corporate, government, or leadership roles that require patience and precision. They dislike unpredictability and chaotic workflows, ensuring that every step is planned, structured, and refined. While this brings stability and mastery, it can sometimes clash with Ardra's natural inclination toward adaptability and exploration, making them feel confined or overly rigid in traditional structures. Ardra Nakshatra's innate ability to analyze, deconstruct, and innovate makes it naturally inclined toward options-driven thinking, allowing them to approach challenges from multiple angles rather than committing to a single path. However, planetary placements determine whether they embrace flexibility or commit to structured execution. The key for Ardra natives is to balance their need for exploration with enough structure to ensure their intellectual pursuits lead to real-world results, allowing them to thrive both in spontaneous creativity and methodical mastery. Ardra Nakshatra views general or specific. Some people focus on broad themes, seeing patterns and making intuitive connections across different areas, while others analyze details meticulously, breaking down every element to its core before forming conclusions. Ardra Nakshatra, known for its sharp intellect, analytical depth, and transformative thinking, naturally leans toward dismantling and reconstructing ideas, often examining both the macro and micro perspectives simultaneously. However, whether they process information in big picture, general, or detail-oriented, specific chunks depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Mercury in the first, fifth, and ninth houses influence whether they focus on broad themes or precise details. If Jupiter is in the first house in Ardra, their thinking is broad and general, meaning they prefer to connect ideas across disciplines, synthesize information, and understand overarching patterns rather than getting lost in specifics. They thrive in abstract thinking, philosophy, and deep exploration of universal truths, often taking a big picture approach to learning and decision making. However, they may overlook fine details or practical steps necessary for execution, focusing too much on grand ideas without grounding them in reality. If Jupiter moves to the ninth house, this big picture thinking expands even further, drawing them toward higher learning, research, and deep intellectual exploration, often making them more focused on theoretical knowledge rather than practical applications. If Mercury is in the fifth house in Ardra, their thinking is highly specific, detail-focused, and analytical. They excel in breaking down complex ideas, structuring arguments, and refining knowledge into precise, logical components. Unlike Jupiter, which generalizes, Mercury in this placement thrives on technical mastery, structured learning, and systematic execution, making them proficient in fields requiring sharp intellect, problem solving, and meticulous organization. However, if Mercury moves to the ninth house, their thinking expands into broader, abstract exploration, allowing them to balance their attention between fine details and overarching ideas. If Ketu is in the first house in Ardra, their understanding is paradoxically broad yet deeply instinctual. They see patterns without needing structured reasoning, often absorbing insights intuitively rather than logically. They may struggle to articulate how they arrive at conclusions because their mind jumps between abstract ideas without following a linear path. However, if Ketu is in the fifth house, their thinking becomes highly detail-oriented but non-linear, meaning they notice hidden details, symbolic meanings, and subconscious patterns that others overlook. They excel in esoteric knowledge, deep analysis, and decoding complex systems, but may struggle with traditional academic structures that require sequential learning. Ardra Nakshatra's deep analytical ability and transformative thinking make it adaptable to both macro and micro perspectives, depending on planetary influences. When planetary placements emphasize big picture awareness, they excel in abstract thought, philosophical insights, and broad intellectual exploration. But when detail-oriented influences dominate, they become masters of precision, capable of deconstructing and refining information down to its most intricate components. Their challenge is to balance their intense analytical nature with the ability to step back and see the whole picture, ensuring that their knowledge leads to meaningful transformation rather than endless dissection. Ardra Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some people flourish in collaborative environments, enjoying constant intellectual exchange and teamwork. Others prefer to work independently but stay close to others for inspiration and occasional discussion. While some work best in complete solitude, where they can focus without distraction, Ardra Nakshatra, known for its restless curiosity, sharp intellect, and need for deep analysis, prefers work that allows mental stimulation, exploration, and transformation, rather than routine or predictability. However, whether they function best in team settings, together, near others but independently, proximity, or in complete solitude, solo, depends on planetary placements. Venus, Mercury, and Ketu in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses influence whether they thrive in collaboration, need personal space within a team, or prefer to work alone. If Venus is in the 3rd house in Ardra, they prefer working together, excelling in social, communicative, and idea-driven environments. They thrive in media, networking, public relations, research teams, and group brainstorming sessions, where they can engage in intellectual discussions and exchange perspectives. They enjoy working with dynamic individuals who challenge their thinking and bring fresh insights, but they may struggle in overly structured or rigid team settings. If Venus is in the 10th house, they still prefer team-based environments, but in leadership roles, where they can direct discussions, bring innovation to projects, and introduce unconventional yet effective ideas. If Mercury is in the 6th house in Ardra, they work best in proximity-based settings, where they can engage in discussions but still have autonomy over their tasks. They enjoy professions involving analysis, strategy, investigative research, and structured problem-solving, where they can work alone while still having access to collaboration when needed. They are highly adaptable, preferring roles that allow them to switch between solo and group work without rigid expectations. If Mercury moves to the 10th house, their proximity-based preference extends to high-level discussions and intellectual leadership, where they engage in big-picture strategy while maintaining their independence in execution. If Ketu is in the 6th house in Ardra, they work best solo, excelling in self-driven professions that require deep concentration, analytical thinking, and unconventional approaches. They dislike routine, repetitive work, and overly structured corporate environments, preferring roles that involve deep research, philosophy, or uncovering hidden truths. If Ketu is in the 10th house, their solo work preference becomes even more pronounced, leading them to careers in consulting, freelancing, technology, or esoteric fields, where they do not have to conform to traditional workplace expectations. Ardra Nakshatra's intellectual depth and desire for constant mental engagement allow them to excel in both team-based and independent roles, but planetary placements determine whether they thrive in collaborative efforts, require space while staying connected, or prefer complete autonomy. Their challenge is to balance their love for exploration and problem solving with a stable work environment that allows them to see their ideas through to completion.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.